5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man. And the players with hands on hips at the other end of the field are looking at him and shaking their head and saying, why, oh, why is this taking place in a Super Bowl?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Sal and Bob Show. I am comedian Bob Phillips, and across from me is my show partner and friend, comedian Sal D'Amelio. How are you, Sal?
Doing good, man. It's February. I'm happy. You know, yeah. We made it another month. We made it a month out of 2021, and we're still alive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're
doing comedy again.
We're in the thick of it.
So things are looking up, as they say.
I think things are looking up. we had Groundhog Day last week. He said 6 more weeks of winter, but
That's like a movie I don't watch anymore. It's a thing
I do love that movie, though. That's one of my favorites.
The movie I like, but I don't like that movie. It's like it's just some guy pulling that thing out of the ground every year. I don't give a It doesn't matter.
Wait, you're not a fan of Punxsutawney Phil?
I have no idea.
I just love that word, that city, Punxsutawney. So many hard consonants in that, P's and K's. It's just a funny word, isn't it?
That'd be the kind of town that if you were going to Pennsylvania, like you were going to Philadelphia or something for a gig, and you accidentally stopped in that town, that'd be the kind of town where everybody's probably got sweatshirts of that and hats.
Oh, God, it's
you stop just got to
be a nightmare.
And it would just be like
tourism.
You'd be like, oh, why did I stop here?
Yeah, we have places like that in Michigan, the mystery spots.
Yeah, with,
all
so
over
stupid.
The upper peninsula.
You got Bronner's and Frankenmuth. I mean, the chicken, you know, the chicken places. But you got everybody's got their little thing, right? And Cherry's in Traverse City, but Traverse City has a lot more than just Cherry's. But
yeah,
Cherry Festival.
They got like other kind of cherries.
Kellogg's in Kalamazoo or Battle Creek. I mean,
yeah, right.
I don't know what else.
Pfizer in Kalamazoo, shipping the vaccine all across the country. We can't get it though. We're in that nether world. We're not old enough to be in the first wave, and we're not sick, and we're not essential workers.
Yeah.
So we're just like, you know, they're like, oh, stand-up comedians, yeah. I think the first designation was 1A+. I think that's what it was,
wow.
And that was for, you know, like people over 65 with health issues and frontline workers. So that if that's 1A+, you and I are down at like 9D minus. And
prisoners are at the top.
So prisoners get it before we do.
Jeez, pick a bad time not to be a prisoner.
Hey, I tell you what, though, you know, it's good to be Amanda Gorman, though, right?
She's coming out of everywhere.
She had a great Super Bowl.
She did the inauguration.
Yeah.
She did a poem at the Super Bowl. This lady just does poems, and she's raking in the millions of dollars. But that's all you ever see her is doing a poem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Long form poems. I mean, and you know what? You know, we were talking.
To be her doorman every day coming home. Poor doorman over on 5th and...
He's hoping for a tip, and he gets like an hour and a half epic poem. Let me read you Beowulf.
You know, she goes to the post office to mail some letters. The people at the post office are like, oh, no, Amanda's coming in. We're going to have a 3-minute poem about the letter she's mailing grandma right now. I'm surprised Saturday Night Live hasn't jumped on that.
I think they're going to. You know what?
She
her time, she's right there. This is there's world time and there's American time. American time is different. You know, you're good for one or two news cycles, right?
Yeah.
So she does a beautiful job at the inauguration. So inspirational. And I mean, that was really that was a moment, wasn't
it? Beautiful.
And then she did a great job at the Super Bowl. And people are like, wow, here she is again. And she was moving and on point. So we, this as a country, we're like, okay, we're with you on one, maybe two times. But that's it for her, because everybody's got nothing but good feelings for her. She is the, you know, the sorbet between the craziness of the Trump administration and the new administration. Our palates have been cleansed. She can't have a third thing, because then the memes are going to start, right?
Yeah.
Then it's going to be
Bernie. She's going to be like Bernie.
Exactly. It's going to be Bernie.
She'll be the
and
new
it's going to
be Bernie.
Yes. It's going to be all Twitter negative tweets. And so she needs to quit while she's ahead, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, you could have like a couple arguing at an Applebee's, and all of a sudden Amanda Gorman pops up and does a poem about their relationship in front of them. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
but
I mean,
she's got a hell of a career ahead of her.
She does. But I don't know, you know, how far do you get with spoken word? I mean, well, or long form poetry.
Obviously, she's going to write a book of poems, I would think.
Sure. Yeah.
And then she's she's going to have appearances at businesses. She's going to get corporate, you know.
She's got to be on Fallon, because Fallon has to just gush over her for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You were so great.
I know. But like a major company, like who makes Viagra? Like Pfizer? Who makes Viagra?
I think that's Pfizer.
So they should give her $1 million, right? Because she's worth it, to just come there and do a funny poem about Viagra or something, and just pay her millions of dollars to do that.
Well, they should.
One of their meetings or something.
You know what? That brings up a good point, Sal. Pfizer. They were the first approved vaccine, and it's the most potent vaccine out there, apparently, with like 96% of, you know, effectiveness.
Yeah.
Also, the manufacturers of Viagra. I mean, I'm not going to do a Viagra joke. I mean, those were out 15 years ago, but
I know.
Getting the vaccination, they're calling it getting the jab. Now, isn't that what you're doing when you're taking Viagra? You're giving the jab, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I did a Viagra joke.
Yeah, but that's all right.
15 years after,
I think
they
were talking
funny.
About that. Like the first dose, they call it, isn't it? The first dose is called the boost, and then the second dose is, remember? And then you said that's how Viagra should do their commercials. You know, they should have two. Viagra should have two doses.
You said that.
You know, Viagra should have two doses, and the vaccine should be one dose.
Yes.
See what I'm saying? They got it backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Viagra is one dose, and the vaccine is two doses.
Yeah.
They got it backwards. You know what I mean? Like, you should have to, like, if you're going out to dinner with your lady, you take the first shot before you go to dinner.
Right.
It gets the juices flowing. Then you do the boost when the Uber driver gets there on the way home. That's your sign to take the boost
You're
shot.
Going in.
The vaccine should be one dose, because we're all crazy. We don't want to go back to do the second dose.
Yeah, I think isn't Moderna one jab? I think that's.
They said somebody's coming out with just a one dose vaccine, and that's going to take it. That's
well, whatever it is. Do you know? I don't know anybody who's gotten this. A couple people, a couple nurse friends, but I don't know any civilians or anybody who's gotten this.
Well,
you know what? You can go to any gas station and get a dick pill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Viagra knockoffs. You can get a dick pill. Any gas, but you can't get the vaccine, Sal.
No. Vaccine is, it's going to be there, though. It's going to be at CVS's and all that, but eventually it'll be at an independent gas station at 6th and Telegraph. The guys will be like, I got vaccine behind bulletproof glass. I have six doses, $5.
Yeah, six doses, $5.
That guy's going to have behind there. You
and
know,
a turkey sandwich. Oh, well, here we are, man. It's post-Super Bowl, Sally. It's post-Super Bowl.
It's over. The game is over. Tom Brady is God. They're already chiseling his hair. They're snipping it off for the Smithsonian Institute.
Somewhere, somebody cut a lock of his hair and put it on ice so that they can have the DNA to clone an army
correct.
Of Tom Brady's.
They're bottling this 20 guy's
years
piss
from now.
Every week. You know?
Yeah.
They're bottling it and putting it in storage. It looks like a Snapple facility. I mean, there's
a Snapple facility. I mean, they're just bottles and bottles
of
Brady DNA.
They got to keep this guy's DNA. They got to figure out how this guy was invented, how he was made.
Oh, man.
You know?
A sixth-round draft choice out of U of M.
In our lifetime, we've always had debates over maybe who the best fighter is. I mean, you can probably go down that line. The best basketball player is Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson. But we'll never have an argument on who's the best football player is for the rest of our lives.
It's done.
You're never going to have that argument because Tom Brady's always going to be considered the best football player to ever live in our lifetime. Maybe 20 years from now, if Mahomes wins 12 Super Bowls, then when we're 80 years old, we'll go, oh, man, Mahomes passed Brady.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that might happen. I doubt it.
I doubt it because Kansas City is not like New England. They don't have the same ownership. Robert Kraft was the kind of guy that every single year said, I want to win this. Every year. If they didn't win a Super Bowl, it was a failure, right?
Yeah.
That mentality is what fueled that for a long time. I mean, obviously, Brady, he's the player. He's the guy that he's the straw. He, you know, stirs the whole drink. But
it's just gonna
be
tough.
I don't know if Kansas City's that same way.
You're right. It's going to be tough for him to get there, to get 10 Super Bowls. Although we learned something very interesting yesterday that, you know, Tom Brady did not win any Super Bowls between the ages of 28 and 36.
That is a fascinating statistic.
So, you know, maybe Mahomes wins two or three during those years.
He went 8 years with no Super Bowl, but he went to the Super Bowl during that time, right?
No.
Oh, he didn't? No. For 8 years, he didn't go to the Super Bowl?
I mean, he made the playoffs, but they lost or they, you know.
Okay.
It was that one year they went. Remember, they went the one year they went like. They won their first 12 games. They were going to sniff the Dolphins record and all that. They lost a game.
Yeah.
They went 15-1. They got the bye or whatever, and then they lost that game. I forgot who it was, too, but they lost that game.
Yeah.
And that was the year they went, you know, they won 15 games or they went 15-1 and they lose their, you know. So they had a couple of those kind of years where they lost, even in the AFC Championship game, they lost, you know, a couple of those.
Yep. I remember those.
To where even though he had good seasons in those years, 28 to 36, he didn't win. He didn't go to any Super Bowls or win any Super Bowls.
That is a fascinating stat to me. Eight years.
Positive he never even went to the Super Bowl in those years. I know it for a fact it is. Yep.
You know who did go to the Super Bowl, Sal, yesterday? Did you see the streaker? Of course you did, because we watched that.
Yeah,
we watched that game together. The streaker. How funny was this? This guy just decides, okay, I'm making a run for it.
Yeah,
and of course, the story leads off today. Florida man. I mean, how many of these weird stories lead off? Florida man. Florida man is always a weird guy. He runs onto the field at Super Bowl 55. He's facing trespassing charges. And his name is Yuri Andrade, 31 years old.
Wow, so you got the name. Huh?
He's in a pink thong. He's in a pink, and he's a big guy. This is not a little man.
Yeah, I saw.
He's in a pink thong and shorts, and he runs out onto the field. And people didn't realize because they didn't show any close-ups of his shirt, but there was a porn website on his, not his shirt, on his thong.
Pornhub?
I don't know what it was, but it was a porn website, and he got paid and egged on to go do this. And he's running, you know, in the middle of the field, and they tackle him in the end zone. And, you know, there's just so many funny things about that to me.
Yeah.
First that he starts pulling his pants down, like, on purpose. I don't know. It was like the 30-yard line.
And they don't show it on TV. Tony Romo's just laughing.
Yeah, he's laughing.
You
had to go to Twitter to get the full, all the camera angles.
I saw a snap of it on Twitter of just somebody had their phone or something. So this guy made some money doing this.
Yeah, he made some money. But what cracked me up about it more than the fact that he's wearing a shiny pink thong and pulling his own shorts down was these fat security guards running after him. What is it about stadium security, building security, you know, congressional security? Why do they all have to be out of shape fat guys? They're lumbering after this fool and they can't catch him. They're falling down because they're so out of shape.
Yeah.
Everybody there is a Paul Blart. You know, it's like a requirement if you're going to be a security guard. Okay, have you ever handled a gun? No. Okay, are you 100 pounds overweight? Yes. All right, you're our man.
Yeah. You're right. That's a good point. I never seen that.
Oh, just watch that clip of them literally falling as they're trying to catch him. They're just out of breath.
He made it all the way to the end zone, the clip I saw. So they couldn't get him. He was like Bo Jackson. He was going down the tunnel towards the end.
Yeah. Well, you know, all he had to do was pay. I read that he got bailed out at 8 o'clock this morning.
Did he?
Yeah, Monday morning.
He better have some money.
$500. That's all it cost him, $500. And all they can charge him with is trespassing.
Really?
That's it. So he's going to do community service. So I hope he does it in his pink thong.
What do you think he got paid for that?
I don't know. They didn't say. Whoever this porn website operator was.
Well, we know somebody that got paid, a guy that bet the $3.4 million on
TV. Wow. Recount that story. That's a great one.
Well, just some furniture store owner went up to Vegas in Colorado Casino and plopped down $3.4 million on Tampa Bay, maybe some GameStop money or whatever. I have a buddy of mine that that had $2,000 on Tampa Bay to win the Super Bowl about 8 weeks ago.
That's right. That's a great story.
He got paid 20. I think it was 12. It was 12-1. So he put $2,000 on it. So that's $24,000.
Wow.
So he put a little bit of money on Kansas City to protect himself.
Yeah.
But he pretty much, I mean, he's got the front money to put $2,000 on something. God bless
good
him.
Good for him, man.
So,
Sal?
Good for him.
Tampa Bay?
The person I'm looking at right
That's
now.
Right, baby.
Yeah, well, we both did, but we took the over as well. But you had most of your money on Tampa Bay.
Yep.
So you did well. I split. I like Tampa Bay on the over. I thought they were going to win 38-31. But it didn't happen. Hats off to Tampa. I think Tampa Bay's defense should have got the MVP. They never do that. They never give it to a defense.
But what individual defensive player would have gotten it? You mean the whole defense?
I just think they should have gave it to the whole defense.
Yeah,
it
would have been good.
That was the Kansas City Chiefs from getting any touchdowns. That should be a group effort. It should be a group
trophy. You stifled Patrick Mahomes.
You know, the NFL's got money. You give every one of those starting defensive guys a trophy for an MVP trophy.
I agree. That would have been cool.
You just make it up. You just go, look, we're going to produce 11 of these things. People need jobs now. So
that would have been a great sentiment.
Brady's got enough MVPs, and he didn't win that game for him. He just didn't have to lose that game for him.
Yeah.
But he didn't win the game for him. The defense won the game for
him. The defense sure did.
He threw four
touchdowns. We've got to give it to him for that.
Yep.
And, you know, it reminds me of if you're going to give that defense the MVP. Remember in 2004, the NBA All-Star game?
Yeah.
All five starting Pistons started the All-Star game.
Yeah, that
the
was
the first
amazing.
Time,
well,
and I think the
that.
Only time, yeah, an entire team.
That's incredible.
Wasn't it?
I remember the 90 Bulls one time. I remember watching an All-Star game. And there was like four Bulls or something or something. But that was an All-Star game. But I was like, wow. It was like Pippen, Jordan, Kerr, and somebody else or something. I'm like, wow, they've got four starters on the All-Star game. Like, that's how good they were.
Yeah.
You know.
Dominant.
I wanted to mention that, you know, we can't get to steakhouses right now. It's really tough. We did do Hyde Park last week. We couldn't get to a steakhouse. We're at October Park Studios today. But we wanted to just highlight... there's a fairly new, they've got locations all over, but this location is fairly new. We just wanted to give a shout out. They're not open, but when they decide to open up, when they feel it's best for them to open up and have more than 25% capacity, check out Johnny's Steakhouse inside the Holiday Inn off of 6 Mile in Newburgh, Livonia. This is, this is kind of our market, but they've got locations all over. They've got locations in Texas and Nashville and all over, but just check out Johnny's and, just go there. They got, looking at their menu right now, man, they got Italian sausage stuffed mushrooms. They got a bruschetta. It just looks like a great place, man.
We'll be there.
We're going to be going there live and maybe even doing some shows there or like a bar show like we've done.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that all over the country eventually, but right now we're probably going to do it there. But anyway, just wanted to mention... when they decide to open up their doors, because right now that's one of the big things is some restaurants are deciding not to open up at 25% capacity because they feel like it's still not enough for them to pay their bills and open up. So that's their choice. They have Blue Bar Burgers. You can get a burger. And they got one called the Speakeasy. Just seems like a really good steakhouse. So check it out, man.
So, you know, we were talking about earlier before we started rolling tape. And by the way, we are on tape. That's the kind of technology the Sal and Bob show uses to bring this gold to you every week. It's a reel to reel that exists only at October Park Studios. And we actually have to cut tape to edit it. And what am I saying? That's nonsense. So we were talking about how we tweet and put Facebook posts up and Instagram to test jokes, right? Mm-hmm. Something that we think is funny. And, you know, you're like, well, I don't know. We'll see what the wide world says about it. So we throw it out on those forums. And it's always kind of surprising to see what comes back in terms of whether people like it or they comment on it. Because things that I think the conversation got started because I threw out a tweet earlier today that I thought was really funny about if Jesus had a restaurant, you know, he got a bad Yelp review, right?
Yeah.
And the joke was, you know, the endless fish and bread baskets are great, but if you're not a wine drinker,
yeah,
just be firm and just say water, right? And nobody's, I'm not getting any love at all on this. So the test failed. So you wanted to comment on that too about how the...
But I did a joke that was like, I don't know, maybe it was about the Christopher Columbus statue and that was going down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I said like, oh, I'm not mad about Christopher Columbus. He didn't even find America. You know, that's like putting up a statue of the NFL's worst field goal kicker, right? Now, when I sent that out, it got like 8 likes right away in the first minute. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it kind of died down and I went, wait a minute. It got a lot of likes off the bat, but then all of a sudden it just died. And I'm like, I think Facebook like kind of joke blocked me, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we have that term. Blocked me. Well, I got joke blocked.
You got joke blocked.
I got joke blocked by Facebook. Like, they don't like it. Somebody in IT doesn't like the joke, so they, like, let less people see it, I think.
You know what? There is some evidence for that. I mean, they can do whatever they want. They can squelch you. They can silence you. They can throw you off. Or they can even promote you, right? So I don't doubt that, buddy. I don't doubt that. So we have a show coming up. We have a show. It's a Valentine's Day show.
Yeah.
It's this Friday. It's a pre-Valentine's Day show, but everybody going there is doing it to bring a date. And this is the biggest show we'll do post-lockdown, right?
I'm telling you, man, my phone's been ringing today. A lot of people are coming out. We have listeners all over the world, and thank you very much for listening. Yeah. But if you're in Michigan, in Metro Detroit, we're going to be at the Monahan's Knights of Columbus. It's a great comedy show with myself, Bob Phillips, Bill Bouchard, another friend of ours. It's for the fallen and wounded soldiers, benefit to them. And it's just going to be a great time, man.
Yeah, so. I can't wait for it, man. It's going to be... Now, what I love about this is it's almost a year since we did our last show
with the three of us. Yeah.
It was the last show before lockdown. It was like March.
Yeah.
What was before St. Paddy's
almost
Day,
to,
right?
A year ago to the day.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool to be getting back together again with you guys.
Get the band back together for a show.
Yeah, it's
that we kind of did right before the lockdown. That night, we were all like, even the crowd was like, what's going to happen next?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like everybody had that same feeling. The show was great.
You remember they gave out gift basket, not gave out, but you could buy tickets,
I know what
right?
You're gonna say.
For the gift baskets. And they had toilet paper and Lysol, and people were going crazy for these things.
Because that was going to be needed.
Yo. Yeah. And turns out they were right.
Yeah.
The hell was the matter with us,
somebody
man?
Even had a mask.
Yes, they had masks.
And that was my first mask sighting.
Yeah.
When was your first mask sighting? That was mine.
It was probably the same night.
That
I remember
the first
thinking,
night
okay.
I saw a mask besides when I went to China 25 years ago. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't go to China. I'm just kidding.
You didn't go to China?
No.
You had me going there. All right. So, Valentine's Day.
It's on Sunday this year.
Yeah.
So you can order your Uber Eats in with your loved one and enjoy. I mean, some restaurants will be busy, but Igloos will be busy all over Woodward.
It's a particularly cruel Valentine's Day this year because it's during a pandemic. It's normally, you know, there's no football and neither one of us have dates, Sal.
Yeah.
Well, what are we doing? What's going on that we don't have Valentine's Day dates?
Tell you, I've got a big Zoom date that night.
Do you?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
With?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on Zoom all night with her. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I think you're Zooming
I'm
me.
I'm just kidding. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that. I got a big Zoom date. We're going to be on Zoom all night.
Yeah, all night, baby. Oh.
That's what, you know, there's probably a high school kid out there that's, he's just going to chat with a girl all night on Zoom, and that's his date.
And
right?
You know,
I mean,
what?
I'm sure that's happening, man.
And some poor high school kid is saying that right now. Yeah. Well, who is it? Well, you don't know her. She doesn't go to this school. We meet on Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm having a Zoom affair.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because this has been rattling around in the back of my brain since we've the start of these lockdowns. Okay, now it's been a lot looser than it has been since last spring. Remember that? I think we had 90 pure days of nothing.
Yeah.
Don't get on the road. Don't leave your house. I mean,
yeah,
all that.
That was bad.
And I wondered what are people who are having affairs doing back then? How are they getting out of the house? How are they pulling that off? Did they try? Did they just
maybe that
say,
was
look,
the toilet
I'll
paper thing. I'm going to look for toilet paper, honey. I don't know when I'm going to be able to get a roll.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll be back.
Ah.
You know, and the husband leaves to try to get toilet paper.
Yeah.
Right? And he's going to have his affair. That's what the toilet paper shortage was all about, probably.
I think you're right, pal. I think that's what happened. They come back and they're like, no toilet
Boy,
paper?
Honey,
like,
I had to go to 9 CVSs.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy went to the local, he went to a gas station. The guy had a box in the back for him because he knew his plan. Gave him 9 rolls.
Oh,
and then he could go off and...
The dastardly deeds people do to keep up their...
Maybe that's what the toilet paper
shadow
life is all about.
All right. I don't know why I was thinking of that. But
I didn't have a relationship during the lockdown, so it didn't matter. I wasn't dating anybody, so it didn't matter.
Neither was I.
You know, and you can't start a relationship at the start of that.
No.
Right? What are you going to say? Hey, you want, you know, what do you want to do? You want to start dating now?
I'll look you up in 3 months. And how can that be for two guys who are so social? We are so social,
very
aren't
social.
We? Oh, my God. We're all over the place.
Well,
we're on Twitter.
We happen to be single during the lockdown. It's, you know, it's the way it goes.
Look at my show partner on Twitter, at SallyD08. Some very funny stuff coming out of him. I'm at BobTheSuit. SalDemilio.com, BobPhillipsComedy.com. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram. All
Perfecta Podcast.
Yeah, we're a proud member of the Perfecta Podcast Network. We just have so much going on, Sal.
Well, things are
How
happening.
Is it that we have no Valentine's Day sweethearts this year?
It's on Sunday. It doesn't matter. We're going to save some money. You don't got to buy flowers. You don't got to buy chocolates. You don't have to buy a jewelry online and have it at Amazon to your house.
Jewelry online?
You know.
Oh, okay.
How else are you going to buy something for somebody right now?
Well, you're right. Yeah, it's not like you're going to go to... What are the jewelry stores? That's kind of like a K jewelry. Is that a Michigan thing?
Let me tell you this story. So sometimes when I'm bored in my car, I'll listen to all the news stations, but sometimes when I get bored, I'll just put Dr. Laura on because I just find it amusing of some of these people that call into her. And this one lady called in and said that her husband every year on Valentine's Day sends her flowers to her office, and she's like 60 years old, and she works with all these girls that are like 20 years old, and they don't get flowers sent to them, and they're 20, and she's like telling this to Dr. Laura, and she's like, how do I tell my husband not to send flowers anymore? Because every year he does it, and every year I tell him, don't do it.
Wait, but why would she say don't do it?
Because she just doesn't want him.
Well, that's
on him.
So okay.
She tells him to, like, if you want, bring them home with you and hand them to me at the house, but don't send them to work. And Dr. Laura's like, well, he does it every year. She's like, yeah. Well, she's like, well, when do you tell him? She's like, well, I tell him after he does it. And she's like, well, you're going to have to start telling him 2 days before Valentine's Day because he's obviously not remembering. But I just thought that I'd bring that up because it's like a Valentine's Day story. And I just thought it was funny. Like, have you sent flowers to women's work?
Or maybe when I was in my 20s. That's sort of a desperate move.
Well, he's been doing it for 36 years. They've been married.
Well, that, you know, okay. Ladies,
but 36 times she says no.
Okay.
Don't send him to work. You'd think the guy would
well, you'd think so. But then on the other hand, it is kind of sweet, isn't it? It's old-timey. It's chivalrous. Now, imagine if he forgot Valentine's Day 36 times in a row. What's the matter with you? You don't send me flowers at work? But sometimes you can't keep women happy, Sal.
So do you know what Dr. Laura's response was to her?
What?
She said, don't tell him anymore. Don't tell him to not send him anymore because he's going to keep sending them.
Yeah.
And she said, just give them to one of the girls in the office that's having a bad day. Just do that every year.
Wait a
if
minute.
You don't
See,
want them.
I don't.
Then you
get, all right.
And she agreed. The wife goes, that's a good idea.
I think that whole thing is bull. I don't get mad very often, but I'm getting upset with this. You have a guy who loves his wife and does the thing that women everywhere would love to have done for them, to be remembered on Valentine's Day and have flowers sent to them. So this woman, I don't like that he sends it to my office because the other girls. No, how about you tell your husband thank you and tell these little head millennials to piss off, lady. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you're right. Maybe we should have our own dating line, like, you know, take over for Dr. Laura. She's got the show.
We should. What kind of advice is that she's giving out? Tell your husband to stop. Yeah. And then he does. And then she's like, you don't send me flowers anymore.
You don't send me flowers.
Oh, yes. The Barbra
Streisand,
Neil Diamond.
That's our Valentine's Day story.
Do it.
Listen to Dr. Laura.
All right. Well, we covered a lot of ground here, buddy. I think we're about done.
Yeah, we're done.
I had fun with this show.
It's always,
as always.
A great time, man. It's always a great time.
Yeah, we're going to be back next week with our post Valentine's Day show, which will be the thinnest show of all time. It'd be like 90 seconds. What'd you do? Nothing. Okay.
You know what we're going to do next week? We're going to give you the numbers on chocolate sales.
Oh, there you go.
Flower sales for the year. Let's compare them to normal years. I bet you chocolate sales are down. Jewelry sales are going to be down.
Yeah.
Restaurant sales will be down.
You know what we need to do? We need to be those pain in the people on Monday. Show up at CVS and grab a cart and then get all the Valentine's Day stuff for next year, you know, at 50%, right? You know those people?
Yeah.
Oh, they piss me off. You know, you're just.
Yeah, just go in there and clean house. And
oh, yeah. We should do that. We should anger everybody.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
Make sure you come out to the Knights of Columbus at 8 Mile Farmington. Show starts at 7:30. Come on out. Just come to the door. We'll let you in. I know there's a capacity limit, but we're going to let as many people in as we can. So come on out, man.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good night.
Good night.